Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. This is Live Event. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed, and the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott.
Amanda Dowell is our guest tonight, certified healer, medium, and medical intuitive, with years of experience in various forms of healing.
Amanda Dowell, live in the Night Zone. Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And tonight we do indeed have the pleasure of a very well-known psychic medium, angel communicator, and medical intuitive. And it is my distinct pleasure to have with us tonight Amanda Dowell. Good evening, Amanda. Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone.
Thank you for having me on your show today. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great. I think you're a medical intuitive, so that kind of starts us off the show. Let's start there, Amanda. Briefly, what is a medical intuitive?
Well, a medical intuitive is someone that can actually meditate and go inside and look around to see what's going on not only outside of the body, but inside of the body. And actually, how I got into that is quite fascinating, because I couldn't stand, you know, even looking at hospitals or people suffering. But when I realized that, you know, not only could I benefit as a healer with this ability, because I started out as a healer, learning about the chakras right. And spiritual healing. That was the start out of it. I ventured on that I could see inside the body and possibly give people a heads up as to what's going on physically around them, and that could help them with their life, you know, their life purpose. It's all tied into one. You know, you can use many, many gifts to help people with many different situations, and just because of the background and certification that I had as a healer with Healing Touch program, which is what I'm also certified in, and medical intuition, and even anatomy and physiology. After I took the anatomy and physiology of Healing Touch, I realized I needed to go a step further and take those courses so that I could work with people and help them. It doesn't diagnose people. It gives them a heads up as to what's going on, and they may need to have something looked at and checked out ahead of time so that it could maybe even save their life.
Right. So when you do a medical reading, Amanda, do you see an infected organ, or is it a change of sensitivity or signal? How does that happen for you?
I actually see, feel, and I sometimes get guidance, as in I hear guidance as well. Sometimes I can just know, which is the feeling. Really, I have all the senses. I do see it as either a blockage or a hurt organ. Sometimes I'll feel and know instinctively, and then I'll take it a step further and look inside and see, you know, what other things I can find out. And other times, I will just automatically know. and I will go back and, you know, with the knowing, I'll go back and look and feel and check and notice that that is, in fact, what really is there. So I use all of the heightened senses.
Right, right. Do you think that spirits possibly assist you with medical issues? Do you think there's some higher calling there?
I do believe that I have a connection, and I call it, you know, a connection to higher power, guides, angels, saints, you know, you name it. I think I talk to it in terms of the different, you know, the fairy realms, the unicorn realms. There's so much, you know, the Indians, the medical people, even before our time, the shamans and healers, the ancestors that have passed. I talk to all of them, and I do really feel guided by a lot of shamans, medicine people, maybe even Hindu and African people as well that have deceased to the other side as guides.
And when they come to you, have you ever been advised of a person you are giving a reading for? Have you ever had a spirit step in and explain a medical issue that they know the person has?
I have had guides step actually beside me and describe to me what is going on with the client, and usually still with that information, even though I'm being guided by them as well, I look for myself just to know for myself, but I am also getting very accurate information from them, which does help me to assist the person.
Interesting. Do you sense the... I'm just trying to understand, do you sense the changes of body energy in an injured area of the body, or how do you come to that determination? Is it just a seventh, eighth, ninth sense kind of thing?
That's a very good question, and I love people who have questions ready and they want to know how it works. Usually what I do is, yes, I do see a change in energy, because as a healer, your hands are automatically open to the channel of guidance through healing, which is what you learn in healing. So, yes, I do feel a change in the energetic flow. It could be hot or cold. Usually I'll feel if there's a blockage, or maybe, say, somebody's got an infection or some kind of pain, I will usually feel the pain in my hands and sometimes throughout my body. And a lot of times if it's a sore or an infection on the inside or even cancer, I will also be able to detect it. Like, it'll look like a dark ball if it's some kind of cancer or something that needs to be cleared. If it's an infection, it looks like, you know, maybe a shade of dark that may just be little specks of dark. Usually I can identify what it is just by that. But yes, I also do feel it, but I also see it at the same time that I'm picking up the pain or feeling a cold spot, for example.
Right. The reason I ask that is because I'm a firm believer that we have animal instincts that we've kind of let go dormant, if you will. And I think many of those instincts give us those signals, those indicators that you're speaking of. I think it's an earth science that has been lost. And I think about a friend of mine has a pug, you know, a little puppy dog pug. And she's the one most wonderful little animal in the world. But a couple of weeks ago, I was over there, and she would keep snuggling up to my right ear and kind of sniffing and kind of fussing. And I wondered what was going on. There was nothing wrong, but... And then a few days later, I got an earache and found out that I had an inner ear infection. And I firmly believe that dog knew that days before I did.
Yes, I really do believe that the dog was able to detect the energy way before you did, because I think animals carry a very high vibration. Some call them the guardian angels of the animals, you know, like your animal is your angel. And I think that's very true. I think that they really watch over you, and they have a really keen sense. And what I usually advise people is to really pay attention not only to the animal kingdom. The animals are very, very, very important for us to pay attention to, especially right now in society with how the world is shifting. But another thing that we should pay attention to is the children, because they are as equally sensitive, and they can also pick up high frequency vibes that we may not know what they're picking up on. Or say they do something and someone is in a lot of pain, or they have an infection somewhere, or even cancer for that matter, the kids can pick up on it. And I think the older generation can too. It's just that sometimes we are closed off to those gifts because we were scolded or told that's bad, or, you know, it's not believable. But I think that we can all open up to that and be awakened again. And that's where I see society going, is back into that, because you're running into a lot of healers and medical intuitives, and you're seeing more and more animals and children that are also able to do similar things like this.
Yeah, I think we are most certainly heading back towards a more metaphysical world, and understanding the powers that we have on this earth that we have almost forgotten about. The healing and the abilities and communications. I see in the studio many of your friends and fans are chatting away, getting all of their call questions ready. We will be opening the phone lines in just a short while, so make sure everybody gets their speed dials ready, 347-324-3287. Amanda, your gift that you have became noticeable at a very early age. What was that time in your life like? Where, let us know the scenario when you realized you had this gift.
Well, I feel like I've had it since I could walk and talk, but the age that it really started, I would say, is about 2 to 3 years old, and I would tell my grandparents on both sides about various things that I would see or feel or know, and I would tell them about people. Various people that I would see, and a lot of times my grandmother would tell me that they have already passed on, or yeah, that's your, you know, that's your great-great-grandmother, or that's so-and-so who died at this age. So it was really nurtured in terms of they really just saw it, I felt then, as my imagination. But really, my mother's mother, even though my parents really are not into the metaphysical ways, I knew there was much more to life in the world than just one way. I knew there were many ways and they were all equal. My grandmother was more knowledgeable than what I realized. And when she passed away when I was 7 years old, I was very angry with God. And I called God a person because I thought God was real. And, you know, in terms of like a human being. And I said, how dare you take my grandmother away from me? And I call it, I guess, heaven had a revelation that I was not going to be quiet until I got my grandmother back. So at her funeral, I ended up seeing her in what I would call physical form. It was her as an angelic guide, or a person that, you know, comes to you from the other side. She didn't speak through me. It was like having a conversation like I'm having with you, and you're in the room. And I was trying to decipher how she could be in a box, not moving on one side, and how she could be with me on the other side. And she explained to me that it was like a car that needed to be worked on, and that I didn't need to worry about the person on the other side because that didn't matter. She was right here, and she was playing a game with everybody else and hiding from them. And I was the only one who could see her, and I couldn't tell anybody. So later on, I really realized what it all meant, what I was seeing, what I was feeling, what I knew was very real. And so I had a connection with the spirit world that most people, you know, would not be able to understand if you're just a normal 3D person. And I got very comfortable with working with other people and talking with people about this as I got older. But I had to be introduced to it at a young age, as in it's okay to see this or know this or understand it. And she was kind of the, shall we say, guide to the other side, the guide who showed me what things were and how things were. And now I've just gone beyond that, and I see a whole lot more, and I decided I wanted to help people with this gift. I mean, I felt very, very crazy at first, you know, how you're kind of going, wait a minute, that's really nuts. You know, a lot of people feel that when they first start out, but I really wanted to embrace this gift after I realized that I could help a lot of people. And so I began to put myself out there and really work with the public. And then I went further and was tested as one of America's top psychics on bestamericanpsychics.com. I'm listed as one of the advisors out of many others. It's a group of people that give a cold reading where, you know, you just sit there and you don't know anything about the person, and you give them feedback, and then they test you to see if you're really accurate. So really it's just been a journey that I want to help other people on their journeys, because I've had my own journey, and I like to embrace and help other people.
And that's what it's all about. That's what the Night Zone is about. It's our focus to bring the information to the listener and allow the listener to judge by the preponderance of evidence and make a decision as to whether they can follow or whether they can lead. And that's what it's all about, Amanda, is getting the information out there. Now, speaking of a cold read, do you want to try a phone line, see what happens?
Say that again. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let's open up 240. We're going to open up your line. Your first name, geographical location, and a question for Amanda.
Yeah, this is Sharon, and I'm in Maryland.
Hi, Sharon. Yeah. How can we help you today?
Well, we're talking about health, and I've been having a lot of problems with my teeth, primarily on the left side, my ear and my teeth, and I was wondering if this is stress or if it's something else I have to worry about.
That's a very good question, and I would definitely be concerned, because your teeth has a lot to do with the whole functioning of your body. Right away when you asked me if it was stress, I do see that you have been under a lot of pressure, so it's almost like what I want to tell you is to try to condense down the pressures that are around you and meditate, because I am picking up it is a stress factor, and also just working to build up your body. It's like an immune system. It's like all of a sudden your body is just automatically shut down and you need more nutrients, more vitamins in your system. So mainly I get nutritional, like more vegetables and more vitamins and less stress. Like, you know, maybe go for a walk or try to lessen the mind chatter, because you have a lot of it. Meditation is good for that, and you'll find your own way of meditation, whether it's listening to a CD or going walking.
Okay.
So, Sharon from Maryland, did that help you?
Yeah, actually it does, very much so. Thank you very,
okay,
very
thank
much.
You very,
thank you
thank
for
you
calling in.
Call. Yep, thanks for your call, Sharon. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
So, as you draw that information from the phone line, Amanda, as you draw that information from that person, where does it come from, do you think? Is this a spiritual communication, or is it more of a metaphysical vibration?
Well, it was both, because a metaphysical vibration is an instant feeling. When she said she had been under a lot of stress, yes, that is true, but I also saw beyond that, which is a clairvoyant visual sight. You know how you get visions or you see things. I also saw that her whole entire immune system was very depleted, so she needed to have more vitamins and more minerals in her body so that she can supplement and function normally, and then she won't have as much of a problem as what she's having. So yes, it was a spiritual, because I'm getting confirmation, yes, 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 it's this, but I'm also visually seeing it at the same time.
Right. I ask each psychic who comes on the show the same question. Do you see more psychic activity recently, and if so, is it more negative spirit than positive?
I see both negative and positive going through day-to-day lifestyles, but I try to reinforce that it is important to try to maintain a positive attitude, because I think that that will distinguish any negativity and help us to function in a more functionable fashion.
Okay. We have another phone line opening up, 314. How about your first name, geographical location, and your question for Amanda? 314.
Hello, 314. Are you out there?
Oh. Hello?
314.
Hello.
Hi, 314. Your first name, geographical location.
Oh, it's Rebecca, St. Louis.
Hi, Rebecca. How can we help you?
I have a recurring pain in my right hip joint that appears to be like a ligament or something that's exacerbated by exercise. And I wondered what's going on there and what could ameliorate that.
Okay, Rebecca, what I'm picking up is that it's a stressed muscle because the muscle is kind of moving back and forth, and it's indicating to me when I see it, it's like a stress vibration. It's like when it's coming through, it's a very sharp pain, and I'm being told that you need to try to relax that a little bit, but I am getting something about stress coming through, like you overworked it, so just try to take it easy a little bit.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Rebecca?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well,
thank you for calling in.
So we, you see a stressed muscle group. Do you see that as you would see it in a photograph, or do you see that in like different color stresses, Amanda?
Well, that's a very good question. She was talking about the hip area. And I could visually see I'm in the same location as she is, which is very interesting. And I don't have to be in the same location to see, but what I saw was a very stressed muscle. So, yes, it's like a picture was being put in front of me of a muscle that was pinching, you know, like a muscle that's just decapitated, like it can't move. It's just stressed. And so what I was getting from that was what happened. She's overworked it because she was out exercising, obviously, and she does other strenuous work as well. So the information that I was getting is that she needs to really de-stress that muscle and work to relax that muscle as much as possible and maybe even have some energy work done on it, which I'll send energetic light to it so that it can de-stress and heal, because it was like an instant picture of that. And then I was hearing from guidance, from spirit, I got an angelic being coming through saying, relax, 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 as if she needed to meditate and be in a serene environment so that the muscle could relax even more, like a massage therapy room when you're on the table listening to music.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, this looks like a great place to take a break. We're going to take a quick break, Amanda. Reload the phone lines because there's lots more people looking for readings, I'm sure. And when we come back, we'll discuss angel communications. We hope. If Blog Talk behaves itself.
Tonight's guest is a medical intuitive who can advise you of imbalances in your medical well-being. While being a source of information, the Night Zone and our guest recommend follow-up with medical practitioner for complete diagnosis. The Night Zone and our guest are purveyors of information. You, the listener, shall be the judge based on a number of sources of information, including medical practitioner follow-up. We remind all KVN mentors. Amanda Dowell, certified healer, medium, and medical intuitive, with years of experience in various forms of healing, tonight, live, taking your calls in the Night Zone. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone.
And if you believe in very simple terms that people mean you well and will treat you kindly, they will. And if you believe that the world is against you, then so it will be in your experience. see. Your beliefs meet you in the face when you look in the mirror. They form your image. You cannot escape your beliefs. They are, however, the method by which you create your feelings.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVDM Tour.
The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden.
Your host, Colin Knight.
And we are here with Amanda Dowell, medical intuitive. And that fascinates me, Amanda, medical intuitive, because do you when you are dealing with someone and giving a medical reading, do you feel their pain or their nervousness?
I do. Being an empath, I do feel a lot of feelings, and I will also even feel them say they're not even in pain and say they're someone I'm, you know, extremely close to, like a fellow friend or family member. I might also feel, you know, that same pain and know that, say, a friend of mine is in pain or they're going through some kind of even emotional struggle. You know, I will also feel that. So, you know, I'm pretty sensitive and susceptible, not only just to seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, tasting, touching. I mean, that's pretty sensitive, but I can also be around an individual, even if I barely know you, and know what's going on with the person mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. So it's quite an education.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be. And let's try this again. We have a 970 number up on the board. So 970, your microphone is open. First name, geographical location, and your question for Amanda, please.
Hi, my name is Karen. I'm in Colorado, and my husband passed a couple years ago, and he generally shows up. It's not usually an issue. And I just wondered if he had any words for me today.
Okay. Well, so he passed away. You know, I think that he's really with you a lot, and he has some things where he really misses you terribly. You know, when it comes through, it's like he really does miss you. And he absolutely wants to spend a lot of time with you, like, you know, good time, like emotional time. And he feels bad he didn't have longer with you, if that makes sense to you.
Oh, yeah, sure does. Yeah.
So it's like what's coming through is this reassurance of, I love you. I wish I could have had more time with you. I'm watching over you. It's kind of like you've got a guy who is still supporting you and with you to make sure your life is okay. I would call that like a guardian angel spirit or someone who has decided that, you know, since they're human, they were human and now they've passed, they want to be by your side and guide you and help you and direct you and encourage you.
How can I know that he knows that I'm spending time with him?
Just tell him you know. All you have to do is just acknowledge that you know he's there or talk to him like he's really there with you. And believe you me, it'll make a difference. He'll really know that you know. I mean, he knows that you know. But if you really want to feel that acknowledgement, then go as far as to, you know, talk to him and let him know. And that's what I would encourage anybody and everybody to do. If you're trying to talk to your angels, your loved ones, whatever, start talking to them. You know, let them know that you want to be a part of them because, you know, the more open you are to them, the more they'll help you out, you know, and the more that, you know, you'll say, yes, you know, you have my permission to come in and help me with this, because anytime you ask for permission, they're right there. But if you just talk to them like you and I are talking, they will start to conversate in their own ways with you, whether it's seeing or feeling or hearing or tasting, smell or touch, or even just in dreams. But, you know, you may even just get a feeling and just know, oh, yeah, you know, that person's there with me or that guide. You know, you may have a guide you want to talk to also.
Now, I've always known he's there, and I've had experiences. They actually brought something up on my computer once that was really amazing. But I never thought of him as being there to really help me. I've definitely felt his support and love. How does he want to help me? Can you describe that more for me?
Sure, certainly. Well, like anybody else would, you know, supporting you in what you do, helping you find your way with something you're needing an answer to. Say you're having a struggle with a job, for example. I'm just throwing an example at you. And you're struggling with your job or you're struggling financially. Then, you know, you start talking to him about it. Well, you know, I've been thinking this way, and I really don't know what I should do. Say you're trying to make changes in your life. It would be like having a conversation with your spouse in person, only you're having a conversation with a guide instead.
Right, right. Now, I've given him permission to just, you know, be able to do this through thought, and I'm hoping that is being effective.
Just keep encouraging that, and believe me, you'll see results, because I really feel that you're heading into that. So look for that to happen to you.
Yeah, I mean, I just talked to him in my mind. And, yeah.
I hope that helps you, Karen. I hate to cut you short, but we do have the numbers lining up here, and we do want to try and give everybody as much possible run at the phone lines as possible. So we'll jump to 618. I do see a 618 coming up on the board. Let's see if Blog Talk is going to let me open up the microphone on 618. It's amazing some days how it works and some days how it doesn't. 618, you are now on the air. Your first name, geographical location, and your question for Amanda, please.
Hi, Amanda. This is Beth. I'm from Illinois.
Hi. How are you, Beth?
Oh, I'm great. What about you?
I'm doing wonderful. How can I help you?
Okay. I would just want to know about my job outlook.
Okay. What are you wanting to know about your job? Anything specific?
Well, I was laid off on Good Friday of this year, and I don't know if I have anything coming next month or so or weeks.
I'm guided that you are going to be having something coming up. This wasn't the right job for you that you were in the past. So they're telling me past is the past, move forward, and your time frame is going to be around the 24th, 25th of August. So you're going to get something in August.
That's around the corner. That's real soon.
That's what guidance is telling me, and it's a spirit communication. And this energy that's coming through is Archangel Michael, because I see him in cobalt blue, and he is standing in front of me telling me that he does help with jobs, usually. And he's standing with a sword telling me that you will have a job by then.
Oh, that's wonderful. Any particular field?
He's talking about how it's similar to what you did before. But he's also emphasizing that you may do a few things that you have put out there and asked to do. I feel like this is interaction with people, like you're going to be talking with people. A lot of people telling them some kind of a story and encouraging them in their lives to empower them almost.
You got me.
Okay. Well, that's just what's coming through from him.
Okay. Well, I thank you a lot. Okay.
Thank you.
Great information. Bye. And you know, there's a lot of people out there, Amanda, that have been laid off and are in financial dire straits, and they are now leaning more towards the psychic realm. Do you think there are enough psychics out there that can really do some good for these people, not just the charlatans? We know they're all over the place. But the people that are really out to help other people, such as yourself, are there enough out there? And if not, are there methods that people can train to help others?
I do feel that there are methods out there that will help people to train to heighten the frequency of the world. I do feel like that we're going into a vibration that will have more awakened or enlightened people that are kind to see what's going on around us. Yes, the charlatans are out there. Many of them may be demasked quicker than what we even can imagine, but I do know a fair good amount of people between Missouri and Tennessee and Florida and California that do possess very similar abilities to guide and help these people. So, yes, I really do believe that there is going to be I do believe there are enough people, but I feel like we're going to have even more. There's just enough right now to really plant the seeds and make a difference, and you can really decipher who is who. I do know there are others out there that are charlatans, but I do believe that we'll make a shift where there will be enough people to be guided so that they are not in financial stress and in negativity for a lifetime. I really do feel like we're going into healing. It's like we're in a recession and we're going into healing. And you know, the reality is all of that recession stuff, yes, it is kind of an illusion. So what we have to do is train ourselves to think bigger, that this is a dream. And so if we dream big, we can reach, you know, higher frequency. But it's not going to happen overnight where the frequency is just going to automatically shift, because we're in a lot of lessons right now at this time. It's a very trying time for everybody. But what we have to do is ground ourselves and send out that energy so that enough of us can awaken to empower everybody else so that they can get on their feet and really reach the higher frequency, to not be, you know, boggled down by they're out of a job and financially struggling.
Right. Unfortunately, society is designed in such a way that, of course, money being the root of all evil, always has been and always will be, people do need to make a living. And in such, you know, it can be very difficult out there if they've had the good times and lived beyond their means and are now trapped in the not-so-good times. Do you see a number of negative spirits returning to try and correct issues that were done, that were wronged them when they were alive? Do you see any of that?
That does happen from time to time, where you will find an angry, I'm not going to say it's frequent because I don't pick it up as frequent, at least in my specialties or what I've seen and what friends of mine who do the same work have seen. You'll find that occasionally, but usually what you'll find is if they had a spat when they were alive and they want to come back with revenge, usually what happens is once they cross, they go into healing, and then they heal and they come back and they want to resolve the situation for the earthbound people.
Right. Good point. So the spiritual world is also a place where their spirit can heal. Where they can rehabilitate themselves to move on, as well as pass information back to you. Is that what I'm hearing? Oh, it looks like, hold on a second. We have lost Amanda. Amanda, if you would dial back in, we would appreciate it. And tell you what, that takes us to a real good break. We'll be right back. Okay, maybe we won't. Maybe we have Amanda. Are you back with us, Amanda?
Yes, I am back. Yes. That was very interesting. Yes. I went over the rainbow.
it does happen. Welcome to blogtalkradio.com. I have to tell you. Amanda, we have a couple of phone lines lit up now. I thought we'd had a message from this number, but maybe not. 240, your phone line is open. First name, geographical location, and your question for Amanda.
Hello, 240. Are you out there?
Hello?
Okay, 240.
There they are.
Hi, it's Sherry. How are you?
Hi.
Okay, Sherry, and you have a question for Amanda?
Just looking at the new opportunities that are coming, I've noticed a lot of things happening in the area and in the energies around us. And do you think this is more positive now? I know it's been tough on a lot of people. I've felt it myself, and it's caused a lot of disruption in my life. Do you think this will straighten out a little soon?
I do see it straightening out, yes. I understand how you feel in terms of that, but I'm really seeing a shift in that.
Soon?
Within, I would say, at least, you're heading towards the end of August, but yes, soon. You know, like I'm getting 28, 29, 30, like the end.
Hello.
I'm there. I'm just not sure if it's.
And we're still here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it got cut off.
No, so did I. Okay.
We're all still here. Okay. So what I was saying is that. Did that help, Sherry?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. Yeah, we seem to have got backed up there on the sound bite, Amanda. The sound is a little choppy, but I think it's being resolved as we speak. So when you see somebody that's preparing themselves for something positive in the future, like a job or whatever, do you sense their spirit, their energy? Is that the tip-off to you that they're moving into a better world, a better life?
Yeah, I really see that happening with them a lot of times, and I'll get guided on how to educate or help them through their transitions.
Okay.
And that usually comes from the spirit world.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's from a spirit that is guiding them who communicate.
Correct.
With you, or yeah.
Yes, it's usually their guides, like their angels, or an angel that wants to come through and speak to them. Occasionally it might be one of mine, but a lot of times the type of communication, you know, is very freely open to where it could be any of them.
Right. And does it make a difference? Does it make a difference if you follow or not their counsel? Is that person's destiny already mapped out in one form or another? Or if you gave information, could it change a person's destiny?
I believe it could change their destiny. I do know that their destiny is usually mapped out because everyone says. But it doesn't mean that they can't change that particular prediction that day or the next day or later on. That's really my belief. In some situations, it may not change, period, whether they try to shift it or not. And in others, it could. It really varies.
Okay. We have a 510 up on the dashboard. So 510, your microphone is open. First name, geographical location, and question for Amanda.
Hi, this is Cynthia in California. Hi.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. You know, it's funny, you just kind of asked you, like, kind of the related to the question I was going to ask you. So I'll ask you kind of part of that and then something else, a little thing. So that was, like, I was talking to you earlier today, and I was thinking, well, you know, you know, if you see something and it's on my path and you think that, you know, that's what's supposed to happen for me, but it's not ever possible that it's like that was supposed to be my path or that, you know, it's like just one of the many options, or it's usually, that's just like if I stay on the same road, that is what will happen.
Mm-hmm. With you, it's pretty much, it's like the same thing. It could change, but at this point, I don't see it changing. I still see the same, the ending result.
Okay. Hopefully that helped you, Cynthia. We're moving on. Got the numbers are still lighting up. 508. Your microphone is now open. First name, geographical location, and your question for Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. My name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Michelle. How can I help you?
I'm wondering about a guy named Cliff. Do you see him coming back around?
Okay. Right away when I connected with that, I'm having an angel in front of me, and it's Gabriel. It's the one that, you know, sounded the trumpet at Christ's birth. And the communication that he's giving me for you is that, yes, he is going to come back to you, and he was in a point where he was learning a very important lesson, and now he's learned his lesson, and he's ready to step forward and have a relationship with you. Does that make sense with you, to you at all?
Yeah, it does. Do you have any type of time frame when I would be hearing from him?
It looks like it's going to... Go ahead.
I was going to say, while you're thinking about that, Amanda, let me just say, Michelle, I was nowhere near Massachusetts when it happened, okay? Okay, now go ahead, Amanda.
No problem. What I'm picking up is that he is going to come back. The time frame on that I see is going to be around the start of, I'm getting September 1st, but I feel like in between that you're going to have communication. So he's going to come back for good anyway, but I just see it happening very quickly, as if to say it's going to be September 1st, but be prepared.
Oh, I am. Thank you so much.
Now, Michelle, is this a good thing or a bad thing that he is coming back?
Well, let's put it this way. We've been going back and forth 5 years now. We met each other on the internet 5 years ago. I've asked for commitment. He always takes off every time I ask for it.
Oh, my.
He's a dog. Michelle,
we had to talk to each other for a year as of last June. Got back together for 3 weeks this July. I let go last Sunday. I had had it.
He's a dog. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You see, I'm not as polite as Amanda. I just say it the way I see it. You know,
yeah.
I'm an internet dog. You know. But anyway, thank you very much, Michelle. We appreciate your call. We hope Amanda's words helped, because I doubt that mine would have, because I tend to be a little bit more blunt in that idea and what have you. But so Amanda, when you kind of get that drive across lines, like there was a little bit of conflict there. You weren't quite sure if that was which spirit are you talking to? Are you speaking to an angry spirit coming back at you, or do you see where I'm coming from? Is how can you?
I love your questions, and why is because everybody is so curious about how another individual can communicate with the other side. You know, is it positive? Is it angry? What is it? See, you know, if there were more hosts like you, people would really get out there in the world and understand. Now, what was happening with that is when I am connecting with the spirit world, there are all kinds of people. It's sort of like being at a concert and everybody wants you to pick them, but you have one specific one that comes forward, whether it's Michael or Gabriel or, you know, a Native American or some Hindu person that wants to, you know, I mean, they all want the floor. But the bottom line is that the right one steps forward to me when it's the proper time and tells me, you know, I am so-and-so, or I will just connect and know. And a lot of times I kind of listen and ask. I also ask them sometimes who they are if I don't know. Usually I know who they are, and they're ready to give the message, and they're giving the message, and I know who they are when they're connecting. So it's like, you know, if you and a bunch of other people were hanging out and you were the one to step forward and give the information and it wasn't the other people in your crowd, but then another turn when somebody asked another question, you were the one, the person next to you instead of you was coming forward, and then you stepped back and he gave the information. That's how that works.
I see. Now, given all of that, let's take some Twitter messages coming up our UK account. Do you have a favorite angel, Amanda?
Do I have a favorite angel? That's a very good question. I work very highly with all of the angelic realm and also all the ancestors and saints and, you know, so on and so forth. I love Archangel Raphael, but I also love all of them just as much as I love the others. I work with Raphael a lot when I am doing healing simply because he is a healing angel, but that doesn't rule out Michael because he cuts the cords. Gabriel gives a lot of messages. Uriel is standing there with justice and, you know, great information. So each and every one of them has their own jack of trade, and so I really don't have a favorite. I love them all.
Right. And we have a 609 number. We're going to attempt to get you up online. Your microphone is open. First name, geographical location, and your question for Amanda, please.
Hey, Amanda. It's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica. How can
we
help you? I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I know this was, like, all medical stuff tonight, but I figured I would take this opportunity to call and ask you, the last time we had spoke, you had said something in regards to my friend, like, towards the last week of July, first week of August,
mm-hmm.
and he ain't coming around. Things aren't moving. Do you know if there's something going on, something trying to block us, or I don't know.
When I look at that, I'm getting a message from one of your guides that is telling me that there is someone that is trying to interfere. So I could say, yeah, there is an interference there that is causing the blockage of the proper thing to come through. I know that that's a set date, but it does look like there needs to be some healing and shifting of energy that's going on with you. Does that make sense?
What should I do?
You just need to have a clearing or a healing done. You know, it's really that simple. You're not going to have any huge worries over you. It's just going to be a natural knack of rising the energy that's in your energy field and around you and helping this to shift into a positive light. So in other words, it's going to be like a whole bunch of angels coming in to help you rise above where the energy is right now. Does that make sense?
A little. I mean, you know, I have a hard time understanding a lot of this stuff.
Sure. And I understand that.
All right.
And I think it's difficult to take those signals. Thank you, Jessica. We appreciate it. We hope that helps a little bit. And sometimes it is difficult to decode what's coming through and how it affects your life. It's not as if it's cut and dried and chiseled in stone, Amanda. So people have to be able to analyze their own information that they're getting back. Am I correct?
That's very true. And also they just have to be open. And if there are further questions, then, you know, they're more than welcome to come and ask those questions to, you know, get the feedback that they're needing.
Right. Now, in the readings that you've done to date, has there ever been a reading that has been so negative that you weren't prepared to pass on the information?
I have not run across any, no.
You're fortunate. I'm just seeing Blog Talk there. They're just throwing me into a rewind for some reason. But you haven't come across any of those negative spirits that are just spouting venom against those still living?
I actually have not, you know, not this time, no, which is really quite good.
Yeah. Why do you think people have started opening up to psychics and the earth powers? What do you think that is all about?
Why are people opening up to psychics in general, you mean, or?
Yeah, do you think it has anything to do with the 2012 psychic shift, or?
I think it has to do, yeah, I think it has to do with the psychic shift and more people waking up. I don't think that it's necessarily just that, you know, everybody's just connecting to a psychic to connect to a psychic. I think a lot of people are having experiences, and they're waking up, and they're wanting to not be alone through their experiences, because, I mean, if you have an experience and you're a little nervous about it because it's your first experience, it sure would be nice to have somebody around who's had those previous experiences. So, yeah, I think that, you know, as you said, the world is shifting, everything around us is shifting, so it makes perfect sense why people are seeking out answers.
Right. So, Amanda, how would somebody go about getting in touch with you from the Internet?
Well, you can go to my website, which is www.ancestoroflight.webs.com. There you'll find a phone number that you can call and set up an appointment. You can leave a message or, you know, if you get me, you can set a time and schedule it. There's an email address at the bottom of the page where you can email me and set up a time as well. You can, of course, reach me on Amanda Dowell over at Facebook. And there's also a chat button on my page where you can call and just get me instantly. But, you know, the first two ways are probably pretty open and good ways to get a hold of me, by email or by the phone number. And you can also go to bestamericanpsychics.com. I'm featured over there as one of the advisors, and you know, my listing is on the left side as Amanda Dowell. It's the same thing, but my main page is ancestoroflight.webs.com.
Fabulous. Amanda, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for taking time and answering some pretty tough questions as honestly as you all who have nothing to hide and tell the truth do. And I do appreciate that very, very much, Amanda.
Well, I have to tell you, I wish there were more radio hosts like you who had the guts to ask the questions that you did. So many people need to know information about what's out there, and, you know, I just find it very good and encouraging that you're so open and honest to ask the questions and find out how things are happening around an individual, because, as you said, there are many charlatans out there that are very negative, and, you know, some may be experienced in one thing and not experienced in others, and you want to make sure you have all of the information before hiring an actual, you know, intuitive or psychic or healer before you go into hiring them. You want to know what their specialties are and what they can do, and this show is a perfect way to get to know who is legitimate and who is not, because, you know, you're asking so many questions. And I tell people, if you're getting a prediction and it sounds way off or really negative and you're not sure, and you're not sure how to empower yourself with it or move forward, then you need to start asking yourself some questions. And if you really feel the information is off within yourself, you need to reevaluate the reading, because, you know, just because you like the reader, the information may not be, you know, kosher. And you can check with yourself and see if you feel kosher with that person or another. And usually your heart will tell you. But if it's fear-based, do not listen to it. And a lot of times you'll find your analytical mind being fear-based. So I appreciate your work, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Amanda, we do have to get out of here. Blessings on your household, my dear. Thank you for taking the time for being with us.
Thank you. You have a wonderful night, and it was a pleasure being with you. Thanks for having me. Blessings, everyone. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amanda Dowell. And I got to tell you,
hey,
what an interesting
Jonas,
concept.
Got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet.
This has been a Night Zone production in association with